Hello, everyone. This is David Douthat.
And this is Molly Douthat.
And welcome to More Than Hearing, a podcast to encourage preachers to use multiple intelligences in sermons and worship leadership, because there are plenty of ways to reach someone's soul.
Today's podcast will cover the lectionary selections for the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year C, or Proper 24, or Pentecost plus 22. One common theme in this week's passages is the call to God's people to hope and trust in God's faithfulness and to keep striving for the kingdom, even when it seems fruitless, because the days are coming, says the Lord. Do you trust our illustrations? Come on, then.
We have established this podcast based on Dr. Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences. Dr. Gardner suggests that there are multiple ways to learn, process, remember, and understand our world. Each week, we develop illustrations and special effects for the weekly readings of the Revised Common Lectionary that use various smarts based on Dr. Gardner's identified intelligences. We call them word smart, eye smart, math smart, body smart, music smart, nature smart, people smart, and self smart. You can read more about Dr. Gardner's work by clicking on the link at the top of our webpage.
As we read and reflect on the scripture passages for each week, we explore ways these intelligences can be utilized for a deeper appreciation of God's Word. Anytime and any way we can make use of the different smarts, we give people greater access to the Word of God so that they can acquire it, process it, and internalize it in ways that make sense to them. Let's get started.
The Old Testament lesson for Ordinary 29, Year C, is Jeremiah 31, verses 27 to 34. This is the beginning of the book, the little book of consolation, or the little book of comfort in Jeremiah, where it turns from doom and gloom and turns toward the future of hope with the Lord. So the first few verses are sort of a preamble to what comes in here, where God is saying, well, I know what I've done in the destruction and the plucking up and tearing down. And it used to be said that the parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge, but it will not be that way anymore. Now it'll be your own teeth get set on edge. And then moves into the days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant, and that the law will be written on people's hearts, and you won't ever have to say, know the Lord, because everyone will know the Lord. Pretty cool passage here. Every week we give you what we think is the primary expressed intelligence of the passages, and that is the one that seems to be most obvious, or the one that, if you have that intelligence, will pop out at you. We don't always agree on what that is, but we have our ideas. And so Molly thinks that this passage is
body,
and I think it's people smart. And so we will tell you more about why we've made those choices in the show notes at morethanhearing.org. So be sure and check that out and have a look at it. When we decide on what that is, then it gives us a way to think about how to use the other intelligences then to get into the passage. So, speaking of those other intelligences, we have for you on this one an illustration for word smart. Eye smart is illustration and special effect. Body smart, illustration and special effect. An illustration in nature smart, illustration and special effect in people smart, and also in self smart. So, Molly, start us off, will you?
Alrighty. Well, verse 34, where God says, no longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, ran across a quote from Maya Angelou that says simply, when you know better, you do better, which is a pretty good encapsulation of what's going on there in that particular verse. In iSmart, we have an illustration idea based on the first two verses of the passage where God is saying, I'm going to fill up this land again with people and animals. And the idea of maybe a way of illustrating that is to show pictures of gardens in full bloom or in full production, or, you know, large fields full of animals, playgrounds full of children, things like that, ways that God's going to resupply the land with abundance. And for a special effect, this is kind of fun. Prepare two tablets with the covenant written on them. You're going to have to summarize them to make it visible. For one tablet, use baked clay or baked bread or a cookie, something that'll break really easily. And for the other one, use a baking sheet. And have the volunteer try to break each one or do it yourself just to show that the covenant is broken.
Yeah. And then with a baking sheet, not broken.
Yes, right.
For Body Smart, thinking about the way that God is claiming the people back here again and writing the law on their hearts got us thinking about tattoos and also branding, one of which is voluntary, one of which is not. But they are identifying marks, and so this might be an illustration for you. Think about those sorts of things, that they can show belonging or identity and what makes you you. So for if you're branding cattle, for example, as you're saying, that one's mine, that one's mine, that one's mine. And sometimes you get a tattoo with your beloved's name on it, for example, or something like that that says, I am that one's, that one is mine. Mm-hmm. Or just saying, this is who I am. So that might be a way to think about that covenant as well. And for special effect, again, with that idea of the law written on your hearts in verse 33, you can make red paper hearts that have the two great commandments on them, love the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself, and give everyone one of those and let them pin it or tape it to their clothes over their own hearts, just as a way of expressing that and reminding themselves that that law is on our hearts. Or they can write it on them, on the heart themselves. That adds to a little body smartness there for them. And then in verse 27, which is again about the sowing and the abundance of the land, have fresh fruits and vegetables on the communion table and encourage people to come up and eat from it, either during the service itself or after the service, after the worship is over. You could also include the pieces of the broken cookie or bread that you made for the earlier one.
Mm-hmm. For Nature Smart, we found an illustration by the Reverend Dr. Stan G.B. Duncan in an essay called Written on Their Hearts. The idea that, well, I'll just read the quote. There are few things in creation that are less responsive than a cat who does not give a damn whether you live or die. And there are few animals more loving than a cat who wants to show affection. The difference is a matter of the will from the inside, certainly not a will imposed by a cat's owner from the outside. So this is
not a
natural way of illustrating the way God is going to write the heart on the inside, the will of the people.
For People Smart, looking at verse 29, the sour grapes part, And there's a little bit of a trigger warning around this, but invite folks to consider ways that their teeth were set on edge by their parents. And we've all had that experience to some degree or another, but let people consider, was that intentional? Does it still matter? And do you still have your teeth set on edge about it? And what would it take to receive the Lord's healing for that situation? So that kind of also rolls over into self-smart a bit, but because of the interrelatedness that goes on there, we put it in people smart. And then for verse 27 again, special effect regarding the abundance of God's plans. During the time of the offering, again, have food brought forward for a food drive collection for your local food ministry so you can demonstrate the provision and the abundance of God's provision.
And finally, for self-smart, we're looking at verse 34 and verse 27. Verse 34, ask people to consider how well they really know the Lord, not just know about God, but knowing God, and outline some steps they can take to get to know Him better. And in verse 27, again, the abundance and promise of providence. Ask people to remember a particular food that they really loved as a kid, or to remember a time when they were part of a feast or a very memorable dinner. Another special effect that you could use for self-smart around these verses is, have you ever been given a second chance? What was that second chance? Who gave it to you? And how did it change you?
Okay, let's go on.
The New Testament lesson for Year C, Ordinary 29, comes from the letter, second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verse 14, reading on into chapter 4, verse 5. Paul is continuing his letter to Timothy, encouraging him in assuming his new ministry of essentially stepping into Paul's sandals and going on. A great deal of instruction here about the foundation of Timothy's faith and his ministry, which is the Word of God, Scripture, being inspired by God and useful for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient and equipped for every good work. We have differed again on what we think the primary expressed intelligence is. I think it is self-smart, and David thinks it is...
word smart.
Cool. We'll tell you about that in the show notes at morethanhearing.org. In the meanwhile, we have some illustrations and special effects for the rest of the smarts. We have an illustration for word smart, illustration and special effect for math smart. We have an illustration in body smart, illustration in music smart, illustration in nature smart, illustration and special effect in people, and a special effect in self. And so we're going to go ahead and get started with word.
This is connected with verse 14, continuing in the Word. The idea here is that Timothy has received this gift of the Word of God and is now supposed to pass that on. And so that guy's thinking about receiving clues and passing them on, like in a game show, like the old classic game show Password, where somebody would give clues about what the word was supposed to be, and the other person would have to guess the word. And similarly, the $25,000 pyramid, which is back on the air, actually. So yes, there's that give and take kind of thing. In verse 16 of chapter 3 and chapter 4, verse 2, the description here of the word is like reading from a thesaurus, you know. So you might actually try that. Pull out a Roger's thesaurus, if you have such a thing anymore. And
the app.
Or get the app, yeah. And see what Roger has to say about preaching or ministry and how that lines up with what Paul was writing here.
For Math Smart, we actually have some Math Smart. Look at the first three verses of this passage, verses 14 through 17. Essentially, Paul is saying, you've got this foundation upon which everything is built. So for a special effect, assemble an assortment of objects, different sizes, different shapes, and ask a volunteer or two to build a structure out of them. And hopefully what they will figure out is that the foundation is the most important thing. And so they're going to have to sift through the objects and find the thing that provides the best foundation to begin building whatever it is they're going to build out of that. And you, well, have fun putting some things together. I mean, you could make a really interesting object.
Yeah, make sure they're not all square.
Exactly. Yeah. Give them some round things. Give them some oblong things. Give them some really weird shaped things, like a pasta grabber. So the math part here in this particular smart, and this is special effect, is to balance the forces vertically, horizontally, rotationally, and find the best fit for these things to build a foundation. But the idea is that we're building a foundation that's steady and that will hold, that other things can go on top of, which is what the Word of God is something steady.
For body smart, looking at verse 16 in chapter 3 again, that all Scripture is inspired and useful for a variety of purposes. And thinking about that in terms of body, it's well-suited. And so thinking about a nice suit. And so that it's well-fitted, custom-made suit. You ever had an actual custom-made suit?
I have never had custom-made clothing.
Yeah. I don't think I have either, but I've had custom...
You have done
tailored
it. Yeah.
Suits. Yeah. And there's something very special about that feeling that this was made just for me and it fits me perfectly. So think about that and how the Word of God might be like that. And then also going along with that, the way that you can make use of that Word of God for these different things in building yourself up and building others up. It's like running drills at your ball practice or rehearsing for a play or rehearsing dance steps or practicing your yoga or your martial arts forms. You're building muscle memory, and so you do the same thing over and over again until you get it just right, and you can do it without even thinking. And that's sort of what the Word of God is doing for us here, is building those sort of practices until we're doing it right, and it's automatic.
In Music Smart, Paul says to proclaim the message. And what message is this? Look back into your own childhood, your own early life as a disciple, and think of some hymns or songs from Sunday school, like Jesus Loves Me, His Banner Over Me Is Love, all of these things as a musical vocabulary for evangelism. You can also go to hymnary.org and plug in any particular scripture passage, and it will come up with a list of hymns or musical offerings that have that particular text as a basis. So at any point in time during this podcast or any point in time that you're working on Sunday, go to hymnary.org. It is a really valuable resource.
For Nature Smart, sticking with that verse 16, and the Word of God is inspired by God, which got us thinking about the breath of God. The Greek word suggests maybe that it is God-breathed as a way of translating inspired by God. So images here of the breath of wind. So wind that's filling the sails or moving a windmill or blowing the trees around, and, you know, just having had a hurricane come through, some of the power of wind.
Yeah.
It can be gentle or powerful. It can be steady, gusting, harsh, taking down old trees and making room for new ones. So the power of wind as illustration of the inspiration of God.
For People Smart, we're looking at chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. We're looking at people's itching ears, which kind of makes me think of eating bananas. But anyway, the people, if they're not really grounded in the foundational Word of God, they kind of blow with the wind. And the wind is not from God. The wind is the wind that's happening here on earth. So you get some really interesting ways that people go along. Anti-science people, conspiracy theorists, the spiritual but not religious people, and the prosperity gospel. Those are illustrations of things that people are chasing after that are not necessarily inspired by God or God's word. For a special effect, in groups, talk about people who have lived out faithfulness in your life. Who were they and how did they impact you? And then looking at your own congregation, what ministries does your congregation do that bear fruits of sound doctrine, that sound doctrine being love, justice, and salvation?
For Self-Smart, we have a special effect or two here for you. And, you know, it always kind of wobbles between being an illustration and a special effect when you get to self. But invite people to make a list of all the places where they receive their information, their news sources, from people, from TV shows, the internet, of course, podcasts, for example. And imagine that you're showing that list to Jesus. And you have to explain what these things are and what they mean to you. So listen carefully to what you're saying and then listen for what his response might be. Another way at this would be to consider what verse or image from Scripture has motivated you to live or act in a better way or in a particular way in a given situation. So what's been a foundational inspiration from the Scriptures for you? And then finally, how and when have you preached the gospel? Now, not you, our listeners who are all preachers.
Are already doing
but
it.
But you would be asking your congregation, where have you been able to preach the gospel and to whom?
And be sure to say, not standing up here where I'm standing.
Right, yeah. Was it Saint Francis who said, preach the gospel at all times,
when necessary, use words.
Okay, let's go on. The gospel lesson for year C, Ordinary 29, is Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. Jesus is telling a parable to encourage the people in their need to pray and not to lose heart, it says. And so it is the parable of the unrighteous judge, the one who neither fears God nor people, and who is being worn out by a widow coming asking for justice. And finally, he gives her justice just to make her go away, basically. And something?
Oh, I was just saying, I know people like that.
Yeah.
Fine, go.
Fine, whatever. And Jesus says, if that's the way an unjust judge works, then imagine what God is going to do for you. God will quickly give you justice. And yet, will the Son of Man find faith when he comes to the earth? Interesting question. So, for the primary expressed intelligence, we happen to agree on this one, and we think it is
people
smart. So we'll say more about that on the show notes at morethanhearing.org. In the meanwhile, we have for you word smart illustration, eye smart illustration, math smart illustration, body smart illustration and special effect, music illustration, people illustration and special effect, and self smart illustration and special effect. So let's start with word smart.
Okay, well, in the Greek, there is a root word for justice, opponent, and unjust, which are three words that are used in this particular passage. The root word is, well, in English, it's transliterated into D-I-K or deek. Adversary is literally anti-justice, as vindicate is literally out of justice or doing what is right.
From
the word.
From out of justice.
From out of justice and mm-hmm. anti-justice. If you have people in your congregation or if you are a word geek like I am, you can actually, you know, publish that or have that up being projected up front so people can see that these three words, justice, opponent, and unjust, all have doing what is right as the basis of that and how each of these words are shown as either being something that is doing right or not, such as the case may be.
For iSmart, the widow in the parable seems to, although she has the fewest lines, perhaps, she's the most dynamic character. So we were thinking that she's the one that's in technicolor. She is very alive and in motion. Another illustration for iSmart, and iSmart because it comes from the movie, the movie is Groundhog Day. The judge's life is sort of like that movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, where he lives the same day over and over and over and over and over again. And that's the judge's experience. Here she comes again. And so better find a way to make all of this stop.
For MathSmart, the illustration is the lesser to greater argument. We've talked about this many, many times in our podcasts. If, then, therefore. So if a thug judge will give in to pleading, then a good God will act quickly. Therefore, there's no reason to lose heart, even though it may be that you have been praying, and nothing is happening. This parable is told for Jesus' disciples and his followers to continue to persist.
For body smart, the phrase that shows up here in the middle from our unjust judge is that she is going to wear me out. That's a colloquial phrase. You think about garment wearing out or the rug maybe, the carpet wearing out there from just repeated getting walked on. And that's
your car tires.
Your car tires wearing out. But because of that, it's become a colloquial phrase for getting beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's feeling a little beat up in his body from her coming asking for justice. A neat special effect idea here would be to propel that prayer life once you have reaffirmed your hope in prayer and propel that outside the walls of your congregation. So go for a prayer walk with members of your congregation through your neighborhood and pray for the families, the people who live in each house or the folks who inhabit each business in your neighborhood. You can do this anytime you want, really, and maybe take a couple streets at a time and do it over the course of a month or something. I don't know. But get your prayers outside and active in the community.
For Music Smart Illustration, we have a couple of options for some hymns, which we will have as links on the show notes. They are Let Streams of Living Justice, that's the title of that hymn, and another hymn titled Unanswered Yet. So go take a look at those. See if they might work in your congregation.
For people smart, thinking about people calling out for justice. And so some of the socially...
In an obnoxious way, too, because this woman was just...
She
put herself out there.
So some socially controversial efforts to bring about justice and bring about change in society, like Occupy Wall Street or the Black Lives Matter movements, sit-ins in the 60s, and the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota right now, the original colonial tea party.
Yeah, those guys that went and caffeinated Boston Harbor.
Yes.
Those fish were swimming really fast.
And 100 years ago, the struggle for women's suffrage, women's right to vote. So all of those, and those are just in the United States. There have been lots of movements where...
Throughout the world,
Where the folks are calling for justice in loud and obnoxious ways. For special effect, working on the prayer side of this would be to bring out last year's Christmas cards, if you still have them, and pray for the folks who sent them. And if you don't have last year's, then do it this year. Plan to do it this year as Christmas cards come in to pray for those folks.
Or pray for them as you send them out.
Yeah. Invite people to go home and pray for every person in your church directory. Pray together for those folks who are seeking justice. Try to put aside your own politics or judgment about the situation and just seek the mind of someone, of those folks who want justice. A little different track would be to stage the parable here and Jesus' comments along with it as a reader's theater or pantomime. So you'd have the judge up in a high position and the one seeking justice in a low spot calling out.
An illustration for self-smart about prayer is that it's kind of like a hammer, but it's a hammer that works on the individual who is doing the praying, making that person a vessel to hold what comes about as a result. C.S. Lewis said something like, "I don't pray because it changes God, but because the prayer changes me." Okay, another illustration would be to ask the question, what are some things that make people lose heart? And how can we restore their hope? And is this maybe what Jesus meant in his last question, will there be faith when the Son of Man comes? So special effects, have your congregation think about these people. Who are the faithful widows that have been in your life? Who are those people who have been just out there, seeking justice, seeking things to be made right? And another one, what yearning do you have for things to be made right? What do you earnestly desire to be different? Pray for it every day for a month. Then at the end of the month, reassess, has anything changed? Keep at it if not, or keep at it if it has. Who knows?
Well, that's it for today's podcast. Please ask questions or leave us a comment on our website, www.morethanhearing.org. Or at our Facebook page, facebook.com/morethanhearing. Send us a tweet at morethanhearing, or email us at connect@morethanhearing.org. If you tried any of these suggestions, or maybe got an idea that you liked even better than ours, let us know what you did and how it went. We would love to hear how using this theory has made a difference in your preaching and worship.
Be sure to look for the show notes, links, and resources on our website. We publish our worksheets on each text, so you can see some of our ideas that don't make it into the podcast. Those also might be helpful or give you a spark. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast using the iTunes, Android, or RSS links at the bottom of the show notes. Or you can point your podcatching software at morethanhearing.org/feed/podcast. You can find us on the iTunes store, too. You can subscribe there directly, and you can support the show by writing a review, which will help others find us more easily. And of course, you can always share the show with your friends and colleagues. We'll be back with another installment next week. So in the meantime,
stay subscribed
and be smart.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
This is a Whippet Good production.